Here is Taylor Stevens, who joins us. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good. So are you going to Game 6 tonight?
I sure am, yeah.
Do you have the same seats?
I have the exact same seats.
Now, are those season tickets, or are those tickets that you were given?
They're tickets that I was given. They're on my wish list. A fan bought them for me because of the rough year that I've been going through, and I'm really excited to have them, definitely.
So, Tay, there was...
Tay, are you, you guys close
well,
now?
We're close, yeah. Well, when you, I am with all the guests we have on here.
You know, there's some people would thought you were a plant, that you were there to be a distraction to the Devils. You seem to have turned it around for the Devils.
Well, yes, that it's not. If I was a plant, they'd probably want their money back, wouldn't they? But I'm not. If anyone knows me, they know I go to almost every sporting event. I love football, love basketball, love hockey. I'm usually at wherever city I'm in, I'm usually at the games. So I was just there to see the Kings hoist the cup, and that's why I was there for. I'm having fun with it. So.
Are you aware of the players, coaches that are looking at you throughout the game?
I mean, I really feel that they're not. I mean, I really feel that this was a really funny thing that happened, but I mean, they're focused on the game. I love if they love the sport as much as I love the sport, then I know that they're focused. They're focused on winning the Stanley Cup, and that's where the focus should be. I mean, I'm not bigger than the game. My boobs might be bigger than the game, but I'm not bigger than the game, you know? So I want everyone to focus on the hockey.
Now, I think people probably aren't aware that you are, in fact, from Toronto. And do you live in Toronto and just work in L.A., or are you strictly in L.A. now?
You're closing in on stalker territory here.
No, I want to get into the Leafs. I
want
to get into the Leafs chat.
No, I'm just kidding. No, I was born and raised in Toronto, Canada. I still live there. I actually bought a place in Las Vegas because I love the city and it has meaning to me. And so I just go back and forth from Vegas and Toronto. I mean, I'm a webcam girl. I work online. I'm an adult model. I do my own shoots for my website and stuff. So for me, I work at home, and it's usually in Toronto or in Vegas. I can work from anywhere.
Are you a Leaf fan first and then a Kings fan? Or?
Absolutely. Look, I'm a Leaf fan, and it's just breaking my heart. That's why. Like, I've been a Leaf fan forever. I used to go to every single game and be at the bar in my Leafs jersey, you know, and it was just, I love that team, and I just want them to be great so bad, you know. But since they're not, I mean, I'm going to root for a team I think is great. And I think the LA Kings are playing great right now. They've had a great playoff run, and I'd love to see them have the cup.
Who's your favorite player?
My favorite player? I don't know. I like Dustin Brown. I think Kopitar's great. And obviously the goalie is fantastic. So, I mean, to lose only 4 games in the playoffs is, like, not so bad.
Are you sensing the Kings are nervous right now? Do you sense that throughout the city, or is it just they're totally confident?
I mean, it is gut check time for them, but I don't think that they are nervous. I mean, they're a good team. There's a lot of talent on that team, and I don't think that they're nervous. I mean, like any team would be. I get nervous before something. We all get nervous. We're all human. But I think that they are confident in their talent, and I think they're going to pull it off here in L.A.
What's the weirdest thing, oddest request that you've received throughout this whole era that you've since you broke onto the scene and started getting all this extra attention after Game 4?
I mean, I'm getting a lot of weird, a lot of weird stuff. Like, oh,
Doug, stop mailing your stuff. Sorry about that.
I mean, I'm getting a lot of like silly stuff, but I mean, I have fun with it. But they're just like, oh, just go to the game in body paint or do this or do that. And it's just kind of, it's
so
silly, but.
Is it a tough decision now? Because obviously it's a national, it's a national broadcast and you are visible behind the bench. Is it an easy decision on what you'll wear tonight?
I was going to ask that.
Actually, I've already decided what I'm wearing tonight. And
any tip? Can we break the news? That's all we've been breaking here lately.
All I can say is whatever I do wear tonight, it definitely has some meaning behind it. So I'm definitely, I definitely already have that picked out.
Is it hockey related?
You guys gotta watch and see.
Like what? Like a garter belt to hold up for socks?
Taylor might be a cool jersey. Taylor has battled cancer in the last year.
Yes,
and things are going good.
Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Yes.
So and things are going well on that front.
They're better. They're absolutely better than they were, you know, a little while ago. But we're still fighting, and I'm a fighter, born and raised fighter. So I will, I'll fight this and beat this too. So.
Did the LA Kings get in contact with you at all after Game 4?
No, nobody contacted me. No, I'm just a fan that went to the game, and this came out of it. And it's really good. I think it's good. I think if it brings attention to hockey and it makes people smile, then I'm happy.
Were you responsible for kicking Charlie Sheen out the other night?
No, I wasn't responsible for kicking him out. I mean, come on. You can't get kicked out and just expect to get back in because you're Charlie Sheen. Like, I mean, hey, this is fine. No reentry for anybody. I mean, there's rules.
Doug, we'll give you the last question.
No, I got the last question.
No, I would like a
question. Okay, we get one each.
No, it's not a question. It's a statement. Tay, great luck with your battle, and hope it goes well. And you know what? It's added a little fun to the series, and we thank you for that.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I do want to say one thing though. I have a little tiff with Brady for his comments earlier. I just want him to do his homework before he goes calling me a porn idiot, just for the record.
Who's
okay,
that?
Also
Greg
for the
Brady?
Record, he oh, used really? To work on this show, but yeah. We fired him.
Okay, yeah, because that's fine. I mean,
I didn't hear this.
To say, but let's have people do their research and their homework. There's a lot more to me than what's in my bra. There's a lot in my head, too.
Before Kippy jumps in here, can you give Peter DeBoer, who's a friend of the show, can you give him a little wave today when he sneaks that peek?
Absolutely. I love him. You know, he's been so great with this. He's been great and amusing, and he's a great coach, and he's fun and laid back, so good for him. I mean, I just want to see some great hockey tonight, I'd love to see the cup come out.
Did Daryl sneak a glance?
He's on the other side.
I couldn't see Daryl. I had all.
He's got mirrors set up tonight in the building. Before we let you go, I got to ask you this question: who's the oldest gentleman that you've worked with in your industry? Because Doug McLean's contract's up at the end of the year.
Be careful what you say.
He didn't go to the Memorial Cup. He didn't go to the Stanley Cup Final. Is there any room in your industry for a guy like Doug McLean?
That is such a bad comment.
Let me tell you this. There's definitely room for people in the industry, but I've actually never done any kind of, I'm a solo artist. I've never done any work with I've never done any boy-girl work or anything like that. It's just me, solo.
We're just asking if Doug can pose. I'm not insinuating any actual action. I just think Doug is
That is such a bad comment by you, Kipriel.
It could be a good model.
Could Doug set up a webcam the way that you've done it and been very successful? Do you think Doug could set up a webcam?
Listen, I'll back Doug, and we can get him on webcam anytime.
Tay, there you go. Hey, Tay, good luck. I hope your Kings win, dear.
Thank you. You can come to me on taystevens.com, and he can come and hang out, and I'll put him on my webcam, and then, bam, he'll skyrocket.
Thanks. Thank you, Tay. Good luck with everything.
Thanks for joining us. Being a great sport.
See you later.
Thank you. Bye. Listen,